until Prabhupada said, now you can go. Otherwise, he would not leave.
And he takes up for that.
His father and mother are also very nice here. They're doing great service. Both of them working in the restaurant.
So many children are coming. Very fortunate children. From the beginning, Krishna comes. We had the chance of taking birth in such father. So all these children should be taken care of very nice. Oh yes. They're good. A set for our
future hope.
Oh yes. Therefore I wanted to organize the beautiful, very nice. We have no objection. Let them produce 100 such children.
You said that your Guru Maharaj said,
if I could produce Krishna conscious children, I am prepared to produce 100 children. Ideal man, my character, my behavior, my Krishna consciousness. Not by studying grammar. There are many grammarians. Let them study our books nicely, English, little Sanskrit. Gurukul organized like that. We don't find big scholars, unnecessary. There are so many scholars in the university, drinking, and all my life too. In the university, I know to get the degree, pass the examination, the girls have to adopt prostitution.
Wow.
With the teachers, I know. There is.
In India?
Everywhere. Especially in America.
In America.
That's very
common. You have to pass the examination by prostitution. Whatever nonsense you may write. That is Central Park, is it?
Yeah. Central Park West, it's called.
He's not education. Everything is killing. Therefore, we are supposed to deal with all bad men. They are thinking that their constructors are big killing. They are the most exalted person. But we take them as mad. পাইলে যেন মতিচ্ছন্ন হয় মায়াগ্রস্ত জীবের সেই দশা উপযোগ ঘোষলি হান্টেড এ পার্সন ঘোষলি হান্টেড অ্যাজ ই ডাজ অ্যাক্টস সিমিলারলি এনি ওয়ান হু ইজ আন্ডার দি ক্লাচেস অফ মায়া হি অ্যাক্টস set up book and one lady Mrs. Maguire I think she had in this meeting underneath there is subway. I was sitting there and the subway sound was cut, 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 cut. So I asked, what is this? And they said, subway. Within this building there is subway. I said, they are repairing. What is this museum? That museum.
This one is a museum of natural history.
Memorial to Theodore Roosevelt.
This man, Theodore Roosevelt, he was one of the presidents. He was a big hunter. He used to kill animals. And on front it says that he was famous for being a natural conservationist, protecting nature.
By killing.
There's a big planetarium here also.
Biggest in the world, I think.
Yeah, this planetarium is the most famous one. Mm-hmm. Hayden Planetarium.
Really?
Right behind him is the side.
So, see how the planetarium is done.
Maybe we should go also. Have you ever gone?
Many years ago.
Should we go to see it?
Mm-hmm.
They use all kinds of lighting systems.
So you take the idea, we shall have to do that.
Wow.
They have a big show.
They have a special projector that does it.
Whatever it may be, we may take the idea.
Yeah.
And utilize
some ideas. In our planetarium, Srila Prabhupada, we want to actually show the different qualities of life on the different planetary systems also.
Yes, as far as possible. There is Siddha Lok. They can go from one planet to another without any machine, without any vehicle. Siddha Lok means it's like the yogis. They can go.
Their body have, they have wings?
No wings.
No wings.
We think only our ideas. Without wings, nobody can fly.
That picture was an anchor.
That's
Prabhupada said they don't have wings either.
I know.
So you are purchasing this house?
Yeah, we thought you'd like it.
Made it nice, huh?
But
it is half or
no, full. Full.
I think this is how it's occupied.
This one is very nice too.
Did you have the parts?
I don't think, but it's very good for a temple. Big.
The parts is not full.
Arrivo.
Seems like it's two different buildings. It is two different buildings. It's just the left side, corner buildings. In fact, the corner building may be a different one also.
It may just be the middle one.
Then it's not so.
Yeah, it's not true. She was speaking, you're threatening?
Yes.
My dog.
Don't, she said, don't touch my dog. She yelled at us, don't touch my dog.
He's got a Muslim.
Yeah.
See this man here, Sugar Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
He's emptied out all the waste paper baskets all over the grass. And now he's searching through to see if there's anything of any value.
What is valuable there?
Someone may have thrown something out which he could use. He's a bum.
Another madman. In Hong Kong, I've seen. They're searching some food.
He may be going to the bottom.
You can see in every big city. Mainly older people. They go and they look in all the rubbish bins.
Just like they'll find an empty bottle, and then if they return the bottle to the shop, they'll get a deposit, 10 to 15 cents for a bottle of deposit.
In Mayapur, we've seen the little children coming looking for a prasadam left over in the rubbish outside.
One of the big problems in the world today. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to dispose of all the paper and the garbage that they go through. They're selling so many goods, and then they have to throw away the packages. They don't know how to get rid of the garbage. They try to throw it in the ocean sometimes.
Manufacturing the paper, they're cutting so many trees and committing sins of life.
The scientists report that by throwing all this garbage in the ocean, they kill many fish. Here in New York, there's one beach called Coney Island, and no fish can live near the shore. They're all dying.
Why they're so unsympathetic to the fish? Because they will eat it. Yeah? They're thinking that we shall eat the fish and they're dying. Is it not?
Mm-hmm. Like a hatchel forever?
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. You are feeling cold, mister?
Hey.
You are feeling cold?
No.
No?
That same lady.
No, no.
Sure, probably. We went to one other part of the park down there, and we found they have a big statue of a dog there. It says, in honor of the dogs that came, some sled dogs. They came and saved some people in Alaska in 1926, a big statue of a dog.
Oh.
Children and others. Old men are. For children, if there is diarrhea, it is good. For old man, if there is diarrhea, he is going to die. Whatever the trees.
Trees?
Trees and plants and aquatics and insects.
They don't say anything much about trees, but they say aquatics eventually became walking animals.
Yeah, when the ocean dried up, then they had to develop lungs to breathe. But there's a type of fish that walks. So they say that this fish gradually developed legs and lungs and everything.
Fish walks on its fins. They say after millions of years of walking on its fins, gradually the fins became legs.
It is an African lungfish. It lives in the mud.
Not speak anything about trees.
Not that I've ever seen. I've never seen anything.
Well, they say the organisms that were originally in the water, then when there was some land formed.
How this grass is evolving.
They say that the wind blows the seeds. Our animals drop them. They also say that flying animals like birds came from the sea in one form. I heard one island had just appeared some time back from a volcano underneath the ocean in the middle of the Pacific.
Yeah, there's so one in Norway as well.
The scientists wanted to find out how long it would take before life appeared on this island in the middle of nowhere. So they were thinking it might take thousands and millions and billions of years because there had been no life there to begin with. But they found that within 1 year it was full of so much plants and vegetation.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
That should disprove all of their theories.
They speak all of them. Get the egg. It'll take millions of years. And the chicken is bringing within 5 days. So why these rascals do not transfer their doctorate title to the chicken? Instead of bluffing other rascals with their doctorate. They should be ashamed to keep that doctor. Now let us transfer to the chicken. Within 5 days, there is life. Huh? What do you think? Am I right or wrong?
I'm sure you're right.
The chicken is bringing from the egg life within 5 days. And they are calculating millions of years. Such rascals are passing as scientists. Basis of life, just make some experiment, take the chemical and make a small egg and put into the incubator and bring life. Why they do that?
At that time, there were millions of years. And the chicken is bringing with the hydrate.
They say in a few years they will do it.
Why few years? Let's tell them. Dr. Chicken is bringing hydrate. So why you enjoy this type? You give up. You be ashamed. You're shameless. Therefore, you're talking all this nonsense. You have no human senses.
They say that in the laboratory we are working on this, and very soon we will have the answer.
That means that you're a rascal. Yeah. You admit that you're a rascal. You see, the one sparrow bringing within 2 days, right? So many birds, they're bringing light.
They say there are certain chemicals in the body.
All right, just you, you're so big chemist. You combine these chemicals and bring life. Why do you not do that? Simply talking millions and trillions of years just to bluff other rascals. You are a rascal and you are bluffing other rascals. That is your business. And getting high salary, that's all.
Even they can take a dead body, there's no need to manufacture the body. We'll try and put life back into it.
Yeah. Giving some chemical. So many dead bodies are being wasted. Give some chemical and let them come back and die.
They're freezing the bodies sometimes so that in the future when they perfect that ability, they'll revive these dead bodies and they're living again.
They're going on.
Genetics, where they study the chemicals which determine the characteristics of the living entity, whether he has fair skin or...
That our Swarup Damodar has begun with this rascal genetics. He has written the scientific basis, beginning with these rascals genetics.
Before they can try to create life, they have to master the science of genetics first. This controls whether a living entity has different color eyes and hair and ability to hear and see everything. So they say when they have mastered that science, then the next step will be to create life.
That will take millions of years. By that time, we'll be finished.
Sometimes people say that although the body changes, the genes are the same. Therefore, it's not the soul that continues in the body, but these genes. So they argue that we're this body, for that reason.
See, that by genetics, they can develop the higher qualities in man, and they can arrange from at birth to develop the finest qualities, strength, different talents also, like artistic talents, musical talents, better intelligence, all by chemistry.
So how much chemical years demand for becoming so intelligent? That man is proposing chemical. How much quantity of chemical he has eaten to speak all this nonsense.
One of your programs is selective breeding. Only let the so-called intelligent people have children, and let all the unintelligent people not have any children.
Then who will clean up the park? They'll do that.
No one does it anymore.
They are thinking that in the future they can make
all future. Have our pleasure. Post take a check. Future, millions of years after, you get payment. Take this check.
This dog is after everyone. He attacks everyone that comes by, and the lady gets angry when they try to get the dog away.
It's just the water moving, little waves itself. This is just a pond for sailing model boats, so I don't think there'll be any fish.
Fish? Yeah, there's bigger fish too. Fish eat up the algae, keep it clean.
Yeah. Ice cover building. How many stories they can build? Is there any estimation?
Over 100.
Over 100. No, how many?
There's no exact figure. They're always making higher.
Yeah, they keep making bigger.
Now I think 130.
111.
More than that.
No, it's more than that.
130, 140.
A mile high.
And when they'll fall?
When the earthquake comes, boom, everything's finished.
That structure you saw in Toronto, that big tower, that's supposed to be the highest freestanding structure in the world, over 1,500 feet.
In Boston, there's one big skyscraper, the John Hancock Building. And they cannot utilize it because what is the reason for it?
Every time the wind blows, it begins to go bend back and forth in the breeze. It swings back and forth in the breeze, and all the windows fell out. When we 2 years ago in Boston, every day we used to hear how more windows had fallen, and so they made it all with wood. So it was a huge skyscraper with wood in the windows instead of glass.
Still, they're not utilizing it, right?
No, they can't. It still bends. It cracks all the...
It cost them over $60, $70 million, and they cannot use it.
It cracked all the concrete in the sidewalks because it was bending back.
Which way? Now, they have no estimation that so far we can come, then we'll fall.
It all depends upon the foundation.
In New York, they can build them so high because the entire island of Manhattan is made out of rock, and there's never any earthquakes.
Not sure.
As far as I know, they think that they can make them bigger and bigger without any limit. 400 stories. Than they did, and he was finished.
And fell down.
There's a story in the Bible how they were trying to build this big building, the Tower of Babel, and then the whole thing, because they were so proud, God made them all speak different languages so they could not communicate with one another, so that the whole project was finished. They're trying to build a huge building.
They're actually trying to reach God.
Yeah, to reach heaven. So that is how the Christians in the Christianity, they explain that people speak different languages.
Did you Japan, they never build big buildings because they know the earthquakes will come. They have maybe 10, 12 stories at the most.
Difficult to evacuate them in case of a fire. And this movie company did a movie of the two buildings burning up. So after that, no one would move into them. They were half empty. So the city had to move all of its government offices into the buildings, just to build them. The Russian dogs are the largest dogs in the world.
Hunt wolves. Mm-hmm. These dogs were used to hunt wolves in Russia.
No peace. You don't say, first of all, pray so many dollars. There is no kandi. Simply chant and come. You shall arrange for your food, you shall arrange for your shelter, everything. Still, they will not come. They'll go and pay fees and chants.
Maybe we should charge, then they will become more encouraged.
Others will be discouraged.
The ones who are paying are the ones who want to be cheated.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who are paying are the ones who want to be cheated.
Yeah.
And the ones who come here are the ones who are serious.
You once said that the scientists are the number one enemy of mankind.
They're not enemy. But because they're bluffing, there is no God. Everything is science. That is their foolishness. We are protesting against that.
People have a lot of faith that the world is making progress through the scientists.
Mm. What progress have they made?
Towards destruction.
Have they stopped death? What is progress? After all, they're going to die.
They have increased the chance of death.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? They only have increased.
Even not increased. Even it is very comfortable. Mm. But you have to die. First of all, check this. You have to become old. What you have done in that direction?
Killing people quicker so that they don't have to face old age.
Mm-hmm. They have bluffed everyone that the life duration has increased.
Yes, they
say
by
the improvement in medicine.
But that's right, accepting increase. But that it is not that death is stopped. It's like they have made so many medical improvements, and that doesn't mean that they have stopped disease.
Well, they don't claim they can stop death.
That's what they're asking. What is the improvement? If you stop disease, then it is.
But they say no one can do that.
Then you are a subordinate. They do not claim all in all because you are scientist. And you are controlled.
No one.
You have to accept.
We accept that no one is perfect.
No, control. That is their defect. They are being controlled in every step, still they think they are free. And that is their defect.
That's true.
Prakritakyamanani gunaikarmani sarvasa.
But
fully controlled by the laws of nature, still
great rascal is thinking that he's free.
But gradually they say we will learn to control
nature. Gradually that will never come, and that is another condition.
Sometimes they're seeing, though, that by their endeavors they're successful.
Yeah.
Just like they may try to cure some disease, and then sometimes they're seeing that they're baffled. This leads them to think that they're independent. This is leading them to think that they're independent, that sometimes they're successful.
They try their best, but still they're baffled. That means they admit there is some control.
Oh, yes.
That is intelligence.
But because they're all Dr. Frog, they're thinking that things are so far out of their control that no one can control it. That material nature is not controlled by anyone. They're thinking that because they cannot control material nature, then no one can.
They have no...
But they're being controlled.
By
they're
nature.
They're themselves being controlled.
By nature.
Yes.
But they say nature means laws, impersonal
laws.
That's
all right, impersonal laws, but you are controlled. Rascal, that is it. Whatever it may be, you rascal, you are controlled.
They say if everyone joined this Krishna consciousness movement, then no one would have any desire to invent the automobile, the airplane.
But it is useless waste of time. The sooner they give up all this attempt, they become saner. Says it is simply a waste of time. Yato ayurbhaya param. Simply wasting time, valuable life.
But the natural instinct is to want to enjoy
variety. Material life. The material life means falsely he's thinking that we'll be happy by material adjustment. That is material life. Falsely he's thinking. He'll never be happy. But they're thinking like that. Bahiratthamani. Nati vidu sartha the thing. No. Durasa. Durasa means this hope will never be fulfilled. This is called durasa. A hope which is not going to be successful at any time. And throughout the whole history they have tried the British Empire, the Roman Empire, the Egyptian Empire, so many they tried, but all failed. Napoleon, Hitler, but still they have no eyes to see. From the history, you see, everything failed. Napoleon started with some ideal, conquering all over Europe, and at last he had to die. Drinking horse urine. You know that? He was later on, he was arrested by British, and when he was asking drinking water, he was given horse urine. That was his last life.
That was when he died? He died then?
You are so much insulted because every European countries were harassed. They had very bad idea about this Napoleon. Unnecessarily. Expanding the interest of France. France and Napoleon. War. Now where is this rascal? France is there. What is going on? British Empire means bring money, hook or crook, in London, and you get the title Lord, Baron, King. This was their policy. Tsar. All hooligans, thieves, rogues, they are made big, big aristocrats. A deposit in the government, this Lord family means
they have to deposit, say, 10 million pounds like that. And the government takes that money as fixed deposit. And the interest, the family will maintain the aristocracy. This is not possible. Somehow or other, you deposit 10 million of pounds, and your family becomes a large family. So people become mad after money. Somehow or other, bring money. There are no other culture. In order to introduce their Manchester cloth, how they kill the home industry of India, cloth maker, this weaver, just like we are trying. It is very long time the handloom. They cut the fingers, they were
finished it then.
So that the weavers could not work. Just to introduce their Manchester cloth. So many things they did. It is in the history.
In America, you never hear such history. In
they
school.
simply killed the Red Indians.
Yeah,
the
Indians, they slaughtered.
That is the only.
But in the schools, they never tell you these things.
How they tell? Sample.
In England, it was how we saved India.
Yeah. Now we're saving India.
They say the white man's burden. They came to make India civilized.
They showed us this.
Therefore, all these Shastras, they bring it within Christian era. Before that, India was uncivilized. And if they accept all the Vedic literature, so exalted, then they have to accept Indian civilization. That is their problem. Simple propaganda, that's all.
That's why you say Darwinism was started by the English to discredit the Vedic literature.
Wow.
It's just like a bunch of demons.
It seems like it's such a concerted effort.
A great conspiracy.
A conspiracy of all the people, leaders of the world.
The bankers, they say.
That's another deep point. Scientists appoint the bankers. Each group points to the other and they all cheat together.
These demons, Srila Prabhupada, all of them are Dehatma Buddhi?
Yes, all mentioned they are